The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning, 7:01 Central Time here on the Power Hour. We are just getting word in here this morning. Airspace has been restricted over Glasgow, Scotland, due to an incident involving hazardous substances and a bomb disposal team. A large-scale emergency service response has arrived on a street in Shettleston in Scotland. This is a suburb of Glasgow. Residents in the area have been evacuated. This just coming in right now from our good friend George up in Canada. Wow. That's what a way to wake up, huh?
Oh, my God, it's an emergency.
Yeah, no, don't panic. Today, we've got Mark Sherwood joining us talking about the FDA approving lab-grown meat for human consumption.
I've created a monster.
That's right. Frankenstein food is here to stay, right? Yeah, bioengineered food. Boy, I'll tell you what. Dr. Sherwood's going to explain how to navigate this dystopian landscape, so you got to be here for that. That's going to happen at the bottom of this hour. Oh, my goodness. And then Justin Porter's going to come on in our next hour, and he's going to give away another one of those packages, those prepper packs. Oh, you're going to love that. So anyway, the show, of course, if you're listening by phone, you're listening to 631-359-8232. That's the phone number you're listening to us on. That's the one we own and control, right? That's our number. If listening any other way, you might be getting billed for it. We don't want that. We have newsletters that you can sign up for in the powermall.com and the powerhour.com simply by clicking the newsletter tab. We're on Substack as well. It features both free and paid content. By clicking on the paid content, like the classic Joyce Riley interviews, you help keep us on the air. We also have the powerhourfood.com, that grid down situation where you can learn how to grow food. That free webinar is coming up soon. Rick Satellite Systems, ricksatelliteusa.com, $269 includes shipping. One-time purchase of equipment, no fee thereafter. You just have to be able to point it directly to the south, unobstructed by trees, et cetera, et cetera. And if you have questions, you can call Rick at ricksatelliteusa.com, 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. And, of course, we appreciate your donations. Snail mail to 14921. That's a P.O. box, by the way, in Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Jay directly. When the Power Mall opens up within the hour at 877-817-9829, and you can shop under Partners tab as well, and make sure you let us know you did that so we can get credit for your purchases. We have 10% off North American Urban Spice products, Black Seed Gummies, and Purely Zinc, the newest of the best North American Urban Spice products offered. 10% off Head to Toe Clay, Perrier's Clay Info Book. Oh, you're going to love that. I have a copy of it, and it's very informative. And, of course, you know that as a result of that, we're going to have Justin Porter and Perry Arledge on the phone with us. And in fact, either that or by Skype, so you can watch us on video. OxyLift, OxySulfur, now back in stock. Now available, the Miracle 2 Neutralizer Powder, which makes a gallon. Purely C Bulk Powder is now available. A few of you have been calling up requesting it. Well, can't we get a lot of vitamin C and take it to bowel tolerance? How you want to test that equation, do you?
I want to take enough vitamin C until I poop.
I know. This is just, 7 o'clock in the morning, Krieger. God, I'm just having my coffee, and what are you inundating me here with? Vitamin C overload? Nah. I'm having my coffee with you too. No, we're doing it because we want you to stay healthy. That's why we're doing what we're doing. All Strauss natural products, by the way, I take them every day. The new ones out, Travel Bug Drops and Woman's Wonder Drops. They're all available on auto ship orders. That means you can order any Strauss product through the Power Hour and we'll hook you up. If you're a first-time customer, first 10 at checkout. That applies to phone orders too. If you're a first-time customer, you get 10% off by just saying first 10 when you check out online or you tell Jay or Linda, whoever's answering the phone, first 10, right? That'll get you 10% off. And of course, if you don't have internet, you can call us 877-817-9029 and request a Power Mold catalog. And of course, we open at 8 a.m. Central Time. All righty. Just so you know. Let's see what's happening in today's top five news stories. There's always something going on, you know. Former President Trump's lawsuit against magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll has been dismissed. Happened yesterday. A federal judge said that Mr. Trump did not show that Ms. Carroll defamed him in comments on TV after a jury convicted Mr. Trump of sexually assaulting the columnist. Ms. Carroll said on CNN that Mr. Trump raped her, but the jury acquitted Mr. Trump of the rape charge. She also said after the jury's verdict was handed down, she told Mr. Trump's lawyer, Joseph Tacopina, he did it and you know it. That triggered the countersuit against Ms. Carroll. Well, the judge, Lewis Kaplan, overseeing the case, ruled in favor of Ms. Carroll as far as the defamation suit, but tossed out Mr. Trump's defamation suit. See all the tit for tat going on in the legal situation. Now you know why our justice system is all screwed up. He said, she said, it did it. Who's it? I don't know. It's a pronoun people use. That's what I use to describe Nancy Pelosi is it. Not cousin it. God, she didn't come from my lineage. Michael Jackson wannabe in a bad makeup day. Warfare cyber attack launched against hospitals across the U.S. Story number two. Cyber criminals continue to be blamed as the primary actors in cyber attacks. Well, we told you it was coming. But you see, these hospitals that you go visit because you believe in doctors, well, see, they have all your information and the hackers get it when they cyber attack. And then they use it against you. You know, it's bad enough. Facebook got a lot of this stuff. And they got it. And they share it. And they sell it. Don't think they're not. How do you think Zuckerberg's making all this money? Selling your personal information. See, the U.S. intel community could certainly identify the geographical and organizational source of the attacks, yet they choose to cover it up by feigning unknown cyber criminals. So where do you go from this? I mean, now, story number three, the FBI lied about extensive meetings with Zuckerberg's platform about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. So, you know, it came out. According to Jim Jordan of Ohio, the FBI's claim it only met with Facebook once are completely false. No, it just went full tilt boogie on censoring this to keep Hunter Biden's name out of the media. Of course, the mainstream media played right along with it. Story number four, labor market heating up again, putting pressure on Fed for another hike. Now, why would they do that? This is a key gauge of the U.S. labor market, indicates more jobs are going to be added in the months ahead, suggesting the Fed will hike again later this year. Now, why would that be? Because they have more spendable income? No. It doesn't work like that. See, here's the real deal. What's going on right now? If I scroll down to economy and business here, yeah. I mean, wait till you hear this. We're talking about the amount of debt. Okay. Are you ready for this? Americans have a record $1 trillion in credit card debt, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. And now they want to jack up interest rates? What do you think that's all about? Do you want to choke us off? You know, they want to raise interest rates and continue to tighten the noose so that we choke ourselves to death on debt. Yeah, I know. We can all sit there and go, oh my God, I'm $1 trillion in debt. I think I'll kill myself. No. That's not what God wants you to do. You deal with it. You suck it up and you deal with it. That's what you do. You don't sit there and panic because you've got all this debt hanging out there, credit card debt or whatever the case may be. You don't panic. You just deal with it. But see, here's the other thing, too. You'll notice that the number of bankruptcies are on the rise, and it's not just, you know, the COVID caused a lot of medical problems. Really did. Caused a lot of medical problems, and people are really having to rethink their position in the marketplace. Having to really rethink. We even have an article about off-grid housing gaining momentum in the United States. People are wanting to literally sell, just liquidate debt, get out of the mortgage, get out of everything, find a piece of property that is not encumbered by easements, that's unrestricted, that's off-grid, and go and camp on it. Yep. That's just got me thinking now. Yeah. But see, with the labor market, you know, this is the Conference Board Employment Trends Index. You know, it's just little, you got to wonder about who's actually in the labor market now. Is it all these illegal immigrants that we want to give green cards to so they can go to work and replace Americans and screw them out of work? Huh. Could very well be. But let's just have another rate hike and the interest rates. Why? Because nobody can borrow anymore. You know, see, if everybody in the United States filed bankruptcy, and then everybody in the United States discharged their share of the national debt as part of the bankruptcy, gee, I wonder what the government would do then. I wonder what the judge would say in bankruptcy court if all of a sudden you said, yeah, Your Honor, I want to discharge my share of the national debt. And he's going, well, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't do it? The Federal Reserve Bank, which is not even federal and it's not a reserve, is sitting there telling me that I owe this much money because our government turned around and encumbered me with this debt, and I want it gone. Well, I'm sorry, you can't. Well, give me a legitimate. See, there's another reason to go to the BAP. See, out of bankruptcy court, there's two ways you can appeal. One is to the Court of Appeals for your circuit you're in, or you can go to the bankruptcy appellate panel. Did you know that? There's two ways that you can appeal your bankruptcy if the judge in bankruptcy court says something or does something you don't agree with, and you have a legal argument. And you can take it up to the BAP or to the Court of Appeals. Two different places you can go. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's it. Because, see, this is all administrative Article 1 gobbledygook. Understand that. The whole U.S. dollar, everything is propped up on Article 1. It's not Article 3. It's credit. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz said former President Trump should have the right to see and reveal the evidence used against him in this J6 nonsense, despite special counsel Jack Smith's effort to obtain a protective order against him saying anything about it. Huh. Could it be that it constitutes election interference? He's out there campaigning. He has a right to speak. It also goes against his First Amendment rights to free speech, putting a gag order on things. Don't you think people can read past all this, Jack Smith? What's wrong with you? Are you a commie pig? You're motivated. Yep, I know. You want to take down a former president. I know. You want to go down in history as taking down the man. Yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have a problem, Jack Smith. You're just now on everybody's proverbial caca list. Yeah, I can't use the other term in English because the FCC doesn't like it. So I use the Spanish term. Oh, man, he said that word, man.
Oh, far out, man.
In world news, Ukraine says it has foiled Russian assassination attempt against President Zelensky.
Ha, curses, huh, now foiled again.
Yeah, the woman allegedly aiding the Russians to take out Volodymyr in an airstrike was caught red-handed and faces 12 years in prison, Ukraine's FBI equivalent has said. And if you believe that, the leftist government of Scotland has admitted to felling, are you ready for this, nearly 16 million trees on public land in order to make way for supposedly green energy wind turbines. Oh, my God. Yep, this is the Scottish Nationalist Party. Yep. The Rural Affairs Secretary has admitted some 15.7 million trees were cut down since 2000. 1,700 trees a day in order to clear room for the construction of wind turbines. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So much for green energy. Let's kill the landscape. Keep in mind about how much carbon dioxide that we breathe out and how much those trees would have loved to absorb it. Think about the amount of oxygen those trees put out and how we, the people, would like to absorb it. You kill all the trees, what do you got? Yeah, you kill the economy and you kill human beings. That's what it's all about, folks, depopulating. Australian authorities have announced child sex abuse charges against 19 men after an FBI tip-off uncovered a sophisticated international pedophile network. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Commander Helen Schneider said yesterday 13 children had been rescued from the network, which allegedly used encryption and other means to share child exploitation material on the dark web. Just so you know, it's working. Firefighters in Portugal are battling to contain wildfires engulfing thousands of hectares. That's the translation of acres for those of you that aren't familiar with the term hectares. Most of you are. And they're claiming that soaring temperatures has a lot to do with it. 800 personnel attended to a fire near the southern town of Odemira overnight, with more than 1,400 people having to evacuate, 9 firefighters injured in that melee. In use news, it's 16 minutes after the hour because we have a short news day today. Trump says special counsel requested gag order would violate his free speech rights. Did we already address that issue? Yes, we did. Do you agree? Of course you do. Gold Star family members of some of those 13 U.S. service members killed during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago spoke at a public forum in California. One father calling on Biden and members of his cabinet to get out of Dodge. Similarly, a mother accused a colonel of giving her false information after her son was killed. Representative Daryl Issa, Republican California, organized the public forum at Escondido City Hall, where family members offered emotional testimony following the tragic deaths of their sons and daughters at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, and what officials say was a suicide bombing. Was it really? 3 members of a firefighting helicopter crew were killed after their chopper collided with another helicopter in midair and crashed while battling wildfires in Southern California. Wow. And of course, Mitch, you know who I'm talking about, the oldest serving curmudgeon in Congress, the Rhino Mitch. Yeah, he was heckled and jeered by a home state crowd. Told you this was going to happen. He went to one of them fancy farm picnics during comments criticizing Kentucky's Democrat Governor Andy Beshear. McConnell was confronted with extended boos and chants of retire, retire, retire. And people are yelling, lost the Senate, lost the Senate. The boo bird arrived during McConnell's opening sentence and increased in volume as he went on. In the end, even the PA system couldn't help McConnell. That's how loud the crowd was telling him to get the heck out of Dodge. Time for you to go, Mitch. See, people are waking up. They don't like this nonsense. They don't like the Rhino. They don't like him negotiating with the Democrats and screwing us out of all of our rights. At 18 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., for those of you clock watchers out there, Mike Bloomberg-affiliated Every Town for Gun Safety has launched a 6-figure marketing campaign designed to pressure Tennessee state Republican legislators into supporting a red flag law during Governor Bill Lee's special legislative session. And for those of you living in Tennessee that don't know what a red flag law is, well, all somebody has to do is come into court, tell a judge or any law enforcement official for that matter that they fear that you're a danger to yourself or other people. And they send the SWAT team out and they collect up all your guns and you never see them again. Huh. This is how they claim that we're going to stop crime. These people are idiots. This is not how you stop crime. You want to see the stats? We've had Dr. John Lott Jr. on our show. The stats are there, folks. You look way back into Kennesaw, Georgia. Remember that? Way back, they had an ordinance they put out. Said every law-abiding citizen in the city of Kennesaw, Georgia will possess a firearm, and crimes against property dropped 85% the following year. So that should tell you something. See, then when you take away everybody's guns, then, of course, as you know, only the criminals have guns, right? A three-judge panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal circuit in the nation, reversed a district court decision upholding Hawaii's ban on butterfly knives this week, noting that bladed weapons facially constitute arms within the meaning of the Second Amendment. Ah, wow. Gee. Now, I wonder what would happen if somebody came after you because you used pantyhose to strangle somebody because you were trying to defend your homestead. Yes, it's all I had was pantyhose. I snuck up on him and he had a knife in his hand and I strangled him with a pair of pantyhose. Are you going to outlaw pantyhose now? See, people don't realize that. You know, you look at 9/11 and the hijackers, you know, they had what? They had little X-Acto, whatever those blades are, you know? It's like, oh, yeah, that's a great thing to hijack an airplane with, a little box cutter. And I'm like, well, gee, I mean, you know, women could take their pantyhose off and strangle a flight attendant with that. You hear anybody outlawing pantyhose? No. See how stupid these people, they expect us to believe all this mainstream tripe. We know the Bushites and Cheney were involved. We know they were. So anyway, they're not in a position to attest to it. At least Cheney isn't. In the economy and business section, the SEC chairman is warning of a risk to financial systems from AI. Gary Gensler has warned in a new interview that artificial intelligence will eventually lead to financial crises. You think they can go in and alter the system and mess with the system? They sure can. They can start a nuclear war. You watch. They'll blame it on AI, not human error. Trucking giant Yellow Corporation. You ever seen those trucks going down the highway that say Yellow Freight? Well, they've declared bankruptcy after years of financial struggles and growing debt, blaming the unions, of course, for that. Now, former Yellow customers and shippers are going to face higher prices as they go to FedEx, ABF Freight. Noting Yellow historically offered the cheapest price points in the industry. Well, when you do that after a time, what is that score counselor told me one day when he was visiting? You got to take in more than you put out. That's how you get successful in business. Okay. Chinese home buyers are making a comeback in the U.S. now that Beijing has lifted its zero COVID policy. They're showing more interest in homes and vacation residences than investment properties as they did a decade ago, according to the latest reports from NAR chief economist Lawrence Yun. Oh, Lawrence Yun. Oh, okay. NAR's yearly report on foreign purchases of U.S. residential real estate pointed to an overall dip that it attributed largely to the COVID-19 pandemic and the current lack of U.S. housing inventory. Now that it's starting to bounce back, China buyers are coming in and they're buying up U.S. homes, purchases totaling $13.6 billion. The average purchase price of these homes, you ready for this? $1.23 million, far higher than the average international purchase of $639.9, the international median purchase of $386.4, and the median sales price of all U.S. home purchases, $384,000. And now you know why a lot of people are going, you know what? I think I'm going to go live off grid. Tesla has replaced its chief financial officer, Zachary Kirkhorn, who stepped down after 13 years at the electric vehicle maker, a surprise shakeup that raises new questions about succession in the top ranks of Elon Musk's company. FBI Special Agent Charles McGonigal is expected to plead guilty next week to conspiring with a Russian oligarch. Yeah, McGonigal was the special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office, and was arrested for conspiring with Oleg Deripaska, a sanctioned Russian oligarch. He was hit with a 5-count indictment charged with violating and conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, conspiring to commit money laundering and money laundering. He retired in 2018, but they still went after him. See, it takes a long time for the government to catch up. But, you know, it's really funny. The Biden crime syndicate gets to get away with it. Former VP Mike Pence has qualified for the first GOP presidential debate this month, but trails far behind Trump in the polls. And of course, everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Remember that little nursery rhyme? Well, put Pence in the Mary, Mary, Little Lamb, and he's going to the slaughter. Everywhere he's been going, they've been yelling at him, calling him a sellout. Yeah, I don't even know why Pence is running. Guy's a douche. EPA auto emissions have ruled to curb automobile emissions. They've been decried by environmentalists as not doing enough to curb pollution and being unachievable by the automobile industry. So, you know, you can't win in this. Trying to cut down auto emissions. They want everybody to go electric. The EPA proposed auto emission standards so strict, 67% of new vehicles sold in 2032 would have to be electric to comply. And then, see, you have the after effects of that, which is all those batteries that become useless after a time, and then they pollute the environment. So, yeah, they leak all that acid and everything else that's in them. You see, you can't win. These people are 30 years behind George Jetson, okay? Jane, stop this crazy thing, you know? Hey, you know, you got to look at the stupidity of what our government is doing here, and you're caught up in it. The American Red Cross has started implementing new screening guidelines offered by the FDA for prospective blood donors. While all people who have tested positive for HIV are still barred from donating blood, other people will be allowed to donate, even if they've engaged in anal sex in the last 3 months, provided they didn't do so with a new partner. Oh, gee, what about the HIV and all the clot shots? 4% of that was an HIV, according to the late Nobel laureate, Jean-Luc Montagnier. He said, yeah, we figured out what they used to make the stuff spread. This HIV, they put a human immunodeficiency virus in the vax. Oh, wow, the blood banks are going to be so tainted. And people are saying, I want unvaccinated blood. And they go, well, you can't get a surgery here. You see, they want to kill as many people as they can doing all of this, and people are just in denial. Kidney stones are on the rise, especially among children. Experts warning the use of antibiotics could be increasing the risk of kidney stones. A little more research is needed, don't you think? And again, of course, under the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, off-grid housing gaining popularity in quest for more affordable living. The idea behind the off-grid community, a market predicted to surpass $68 billion by 2028. Believe it or not, self-reliance comes not from owning more, but from owning less. The key is downsizing, getting rid of unnecessary stuff and debt. In other words, excessive life, not necessarily the best way to live. Yeah. Okay, let's see what we got here. Dr. Mark Sherwood coming out at the bottom of this hour. You stay with us. Oh, this is going to be good.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health.
Okay.
With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you.
I'm going to give you a jolt of my electrode.
Yeah, we got Frankenfood. The FDA's up to no good. And Dr. Mark Sherwood, the guy that we really wish would have been the governor of Oklahoma. I don't know. You know, Stitt just issued an executive order upholding women's rights, defining biological sex. I guess I can't totally fault the guy. He's trying to do the right thing, but you know, I wanted to call you Governor Sherwood. I just, you know, one of those things just wants to come right out. Mark Sherwood, thanks so much for joining us, sir. Again,
hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're a blast. This guy is so fit, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he's a bodybuilder. You just look at this guy. He's a handsome dude. And I don't know, like I said, he does this, he's healthy. And, see, the thing is he's been watching all of this Frankenfood garbage go down. All of you have been very concerned about lab-grown meat and what they're trying to do, and there's been reports out now that say that lab-grown meat environmentally is actually more expensive, more costly, and Dr. Mark, fill us in on that.
Yeah, this is a sad situation because we're really actually going beyond and outside of the bounds of what is normal sort of cycle of life, if you will. You know, we're supposed to eat what we eat eats. I want to say that one more time. We're supposed to eat what we eat. So like a cow, for example, eats off the land, and the cow ingests those nutrients, and we ingest the nutrients that are in the cow, right? In this case, we are subverting that and cutting it in half. So we're actually eating lab-grown substances that didn't feed off the land. Therefore, I'm not sure what nutritional value it will have, one point. Number two, I'm also uncertain about what long-term negative consequences it may have as well.
That's the scary part. And the thing is that they start injecting the cattle or whatever this thing is that they're manufacturing in the lab. See, because it all is rolling downhill. People are really, the calls we've been getting, Dr. Mark, are more relative to them contaminating our meat with mRNA.
Yeah, no question.
You've got chemicals going into the soil, too. The cows are eating. How's that work?
Yeah, you do, because ultimately the idea of all this nonsense that's sprayed on the soil. I'll just give you one example. Monsanto, now Bayer's flagship product, Roundup. You know, that thing has been used on soil to desecrate the ground as sort of this herbicide, if you will, as well. Now, when that gets in the soil, that also becomes something that's congruent with getting in the plants. The plants then are ingested by livestock, and the livestock, we eat them. So we ingest the plants and the livestock, and so we're really getting a constant bath in this idea of Roundup, which contains chemicals such as glyphosate and atrazine, which are carcinogenic and estrogenic, respectively. So, you know, that goes into a whole different area, the idea of, you know, this estrogenic growth, if you will, in our population, leading to less testosterone production in the male species. And obviously that's a whole nother issue, but this is a, yeah, there you go. This is a big deal.
Have you read this book?
Yeah, I love that title. That's great.
Dr. Mark Richards. Well, we're going to have him on the show, and he talks exactly about the testosterone shortage. You just brought up a great subject, and that's we're getting overloaded with estrogen all because of this garbage. Is that not true?
It's very true. You know, this whole idea of transgender stuff, Dave, is not just a culturally and spiritually confusing issue. No, it's actually physical as well, because we're seeing this inside of us as humanity starts to consume these poor foods, and not to mention, you know, the lack of nutrition that we're getting, right? So we're seeing estrogen increase. We're seeing unhealthiness increase. We are growing diseases faster than we're growing people. And that ought to alarm people right there. When you have a disease trend that's growing faster than our population, you increase what's called six span. If you increase six span, you increase pharmaceutical dependency during the six span. So it's designed to sort of get us indoctrinated to believing that sickness is normal, overfatness is normal, type 2 diabetes is normal, and quote unquote managing diseases are normal. And so this just falls into the thing. And one thing I will say that people need to understand about this lab-grown meat, you know, on this show, most of the listeners here are going, I can't believe anybody would do that. I just can't believe they would even approve that. But here's the thing. It actually is a pretty easy sell, and here's why. Because there are people out there that say, well, there's global warming, and we're seeing the glaciers melt, blah, blah, blah. This is the hottest season in decades, hottest season on records. That's caused by the cows that are growing in the field that are producing the methane gas that's disturbing the environment. So if we get lab-grown meat, Dave, and we start consuming that, we're actually going to solve the global warming crisis. So you can see the linkages there that people, I know it's unreasonable, but this is how people think. And it's like an illogical logic that people follow. And this is part of our sort of evil journey we're fighting in this world today.
Well, this is very similar to, oh, yes, the clot shot. And I mean, we have literally in today's email blast, we're now releasing stories out of the VAERS system about all these pregnant women.
Yeah.
That got the clot shot and their kids died or were severely afflicted or they died in the process or had stillborns. It's all coming out in the wash, folks. Big Pharma wants you to be so dependent on them, which is where this is going. They want to make sickness normal. So you depend on who? Big Pharma. That's how they continue to make money. This all this lab grown meat, Frankenfood, whatever you want to call it, goes back to how much money can Big Pharma make? But the thing is, lab grown meat, impossible meat, all these types of meat that you see in the freezers. I mean, I guess the best way to combat is to read ingredients. And when it said bioengineered, I mean, are they legally required to report that stuff is bioengineered?
Well, I think the legality is probably murky and cloudy at best. I would say probably leaning towards yes, because you look at various you know, products that are out there now. And you're going to see, like, in soups, for example, bioengineered products. You'll see that in, like, a Campbell's or a soup or something like that, right? And then also the same is true with the label of organic. There's a lot of cloudiness and murkiness in that as well, Dave, with the idea, what does that mean? Does that mean that it wasn't sprayed during the production? Does that mean the soil's never been sprayed? I mean, who knows anymore? People need to become more accustomed to, yes, looking at the labels and realizing there is misleading information on the labels. We know that, right? And then the most important thing is we need to eat more naturally, right? If God made it in the Garden of Eden, and if you can imagine what you're eating, walking in the garden or swimming in the creek in the garden or growing from a tree or a vine or whatever from the ground, it's probably food, and it always has been. Anything that's outside of that description has never been food. And that's the problem. The more we go into the consumption of these unfoods, frankenfoods that we're talking about here, the more we're going to become biologically and physiologically deficient in nutrients that actually are required to drive our cellular function, that is indeed in, you know, succession required to drive our system's biology. And so when we don't do that, the detox system doesn't work, you know, the immune system doesn't work, the neurological system, et cetera, et cetera. So this is setting us up for perpetual failure. And again, I see why they're doing it. The biggest marriage made in hell, I call it, is the Food and Drug Administration. They don't go together. You know, what does food have to do with drugs anyway? And why are they together in this thing? And why are they in tune lobbying politicians? You know, again, that's a thing people should understand. Why aren't our politicians doing anything about this? Well, it's because they're in bed with them. Literally, they're getting money from Big Pharma, and you can't expect someone to shut off their income supply. You know, I mean, in my world, your world, I believe that integrity is the greatest value. Your word is the greatest value you have, and wisdom and correct use of knowledge is probably the greater value than gold. I believe that. But there's a lot of people that have sold out to the riches of this world, and therein lies the problem. They are compromised. They are completely confused. They're deceived. And therein, people can be deceived as well.
Right. Well, Bud Light, because of the fact they went woke, suffered a $395 million loss in the second quarter in revenue. This is the thing about go woke, go broke. The thing is that people got turned off by what they were doing. And so now people have to become aware of these frankenfoods and what they're trying to do. And the only way that you're going to stop this lab-grown meat, and now they're looking at lab-grown chicken. The USDA has just now approved that. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. The FDA and the USDA have indeed approved lab-grown chicken, lab-grown beef, and all this stuff, right? And so basically, you know, like you said, the key thing is to understand these things are not plausible to carry on and sustain the health of mankind. They're not, because they subvert the idea of the way we're supposed to live, as we talked about at the top of the segment here. The best thing we can do to stop this is inform people about it, but not, and this is important, not with a capital N-O-T, not depend on it to be changed from the government or those leaders that are in charge today. They won't do it. The greatest way to bring change is, capital IS, to vote with your credit card. They will respond to money. And that's what you're talking about. The reason Bud Light had such a problem is because people responded with their money. If we will begin to support local farmers, begin to support local farmers markets, buy from the edges of the grocery store as opposed to not going on the inside, that'll bring change. It always has. It always will. Because the love of money being the root of all kinds of evil, if you take that money away, you take their security away, and they don't want that. So they will respond to money. And our job is to spend our money wisely in the right locations to promote health.
And that would be growing your own food with heirloom seeds and doing all the things that we have available at the Power Mall with White Harvest Seeds and Heaven's Harvest Seeds. I mean, we've got all that. So you start growing your own veggies. you know what's going on with the soil. I had much success with the greenhouse. It's just unbelievable what you can do if you put your mind to it with raised bed gardening. If you're worried about the soil being contaminated, the raised beds just, they went crazy. They really did. So that I speak from experience on. So the situation about researching ingredients, always looking at the labels and understanding. And I mean, we've had callers on the show that have identified Campbell's by name, said that it says bioengineered right on there. There's even some of this survival food that's out there that said contains bioengineered.
That's right.
And you can't, man, people, you're buying this stuff. Heaven's Harvest doesn't have it in it, but there are a lot of others that are in the mainstream media that everybody's flocking and running to. This is like the purser in the Poseidon Adventure, and he wants to go to the bottom of the ship that's sinking, going underwater, when Gene Hackman is yelling at everybody, going, you're going the wrong way, you know. Yeah. You know, this thing is mainstream. Everybody, like, they followed the clot shot and now they're paying for it. And see, the thing is if you start eating this Frankenfood, you're going to start paying for it. You're going to start getting sick. And not only that, but what are you paying? Four times the amount to buy something that's going to make you sick? I mean, why would you do that?
It's very sad, isn't it? You know, and I was telling someone recently, Dave, about this idea, you know, they were like asking the question, how do we get here? You know, are we seriously doing food that's grown in a laboratory and never comes from the ground or never ate from the ground? Well, the bottom line is this has been a gradual bleed this direction for a number of decades. This is not something that's upon us now. The idea of genetic modified food has been around for 30 years. And it started back with the idea of the food pyramid when the government got involved. And that is the main issue here. When our government gets involved in our individual personal health, which deals with the shots, it deals with the COVID, it deals with this, it's always going to be a catastrophe. And it has been for five decades. You know, I look at our CDC, and as much as I appreciate science and I understand science, obviously we have failed in the science because we look at the idea of our trends of diseases, as I talked about earlier, it's terrible. We've got to get back to taking charge of our own health, growing our own seeds, growing our own plants, learning how to fish, learning how to hunt, learning how to use a knife appropriately to cut up game and your plants and cook them all right. You know, the ground, the earth, has everything in it we need. If we just begin to go back there once again, and when we do, not if, but when we do, we will see health return, but that health's going to return by individual families and individual people. It's got to be returned by looking yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, today I'm going to live that way. And it becomes an individual decision, and we can't expect someone else to do it for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Okay, next question. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to Dr. Mark Sherwood, he is a doctor, actually. He's got an MD behind him. Ha. So, you know, the guy knows, and I mean, he practices what he preaches because this guy looks healthy if you're watching us on video live stream here on the Power Hour. But you can call up and ask any question. We're talking about Frankenfood, and I know that this is huge. Yeah. People are so concerned about, well, you know, all we have is the grocery store. No, that's not necessarily true. How do you vet the butcher to find out whether or not he's got and he's selling meat that doesn't have mRNA and all this other processed crap in it?
Well, you have to ask questions, you know, and when you ask questions, if you're not satisfied with the answer, keep asking the question. If you're still not satisfied with the answer, find a different butcher. You know, it's that simple. You know, we shouldn't avoid questions. The farmers that I talk to, that I deal with, whether they become clients or just I consult with them, you know, they're generally honest people. They want the answers. But we need to keep in mind, too, and this is, you know, giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know, when the farmers started accepting subsidies, you know, whether necessities or not, when they started accepting subsidies, it became a little bit clouded then as well. I talk to farmers all the time that actually believe that we have to have genetically modified seeds because that type of seed actually helps us create a yield. And if we don't do this, then we won't be able to sustain the population of the world. So, I mean, there's this doctrine out there, this story that's been told. And we know the more a story is told, the more it becomes believable. And it could be very much untrue. But the more you repeat that story, the more it becomes something that becomes, well, I heard it. I heard it. Well, I heard that several times. It's well known. Now it must be true. It's that it's that progression of a transgression, I call it.
Yeah. Hello, Joseph Goebbels.
No doubt.
Yeah, because, I mean, you say it enough times and even the farmers start believing it. And this is a bad thing, folks, because when they start believing this doctrine and they're getting money from the federal government, that means that there's strings attached and they're being ordered to do certain things like not plant crops.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bad for this is creating the food shortage and everything else out there. Jeff in North Carolina, you're on the phone with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Doctor. I have a quick question. I'm sorry I missed part of the show, but I definitely wanted to get a question in. I'm down here in North Carolina. I guess Hillsdale Farms is completely sold out from what I understand. What I was wanting to know, sir, is what are they injecting? I found out they're injecting all their meats with the stuff. What are they injecting the meats and stuff with? I mean, exactly. Can you tell me?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for your question. I appreciate that very much. It varies. It depends on how the cow is raised. There's something called a confined animal feeding operation, CAFO for short, C-A-F-O. And what that is basically is they keep a cow confined, keep it in close quarters so it basically can't exercise. It can't move, right? And they feed it things from the ground that have those estrogenic compounds and chemicals that I talked about earlier, so that cow will grow very fat, very fast. And they're also feeding them synthetic hormones, so they'll also get bigger faster. And that cow is sold by weight, not by health. And 3/4, Jeff, of all of the world's antibiotic use is used right there. 3/4, 75%.
Wow.
So that cow is given injections of various antibiotics so that they won't get sick while I'm being gross and illustrative in this, just to point a point. So they are fed those antibiotics so that while they stay in their fecal matter and their urine, they're not going to get sick, right? That's kind of what that is, right? And so they're fed that. They're also vaccinated so they won't get any diseases while there, and so they're offloaded very quick. So we're getting all kinds of the typical vaccines, the typical shots, the typical antibiotics that the cows are getting today. And that type of vaccine, Jeff, is progressing to the usage more and more of the mRNA vaccines. And you know the difference, right? Whoa. mRNA is going to create the protein, it's going to create the response, versus the typical response is bring in a sort of inert bacteria, virus, and the body has to adapt to that.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, Doctor. I heard Dave talking about this before. I'm out here in the hills of North Carolina. Do you recommend, as far as like if I'm wanting to get good quality meat, just go find a butcher somewhere or find somebody out here at a farm that's selling meat? Is that what you recommend to do?
Yeah, I think, Jeff, that's a good thing. Obviously, in the hills of North Carolina, you probably have some good white-tailed deer hunting, too. I'd probably consider that very much. But get to know your local farmers. You know, they're out there trying to make a living, too. The best way you can kind of help them is to perhaps, you know, buy from them. Another thing people do, and I've seen this done a lot, Jeff, is a couple of families will get together. And they'll go out there and buy a couple of cows and get with the farmer and say, hey, can we pasture our cows out here, you know, and do you have a bull? And, of course, they'll do that. They'll help you out. You can actually begin to sort of form your own little familial co-op. And it's actually a good idea. You can get with your families and do this. And it becomes far, far less expensive. And the only thing you really need is to invest in a pretty low-cost freezer. You know, put it in your garage, put it outside, and keep that thing stocked up all year long.
Amen. All right, Doc, thank you so much for your information. God bless you now.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yep, see, now he's a former vet, too. So he cares. He cares, and we appreciate your service again, Jeff. The thing is, when you're looking at stuff like this, you know, we got this bioengineering nightmare that's hitting people, and most of the country is totally unaware. They're just going about their daily lives, worried about their toil and their next meal. And see, we've been talking to Dr. Mark Sherwood all about this Frankenfood that's going on now. And you should know that the FDA has given approval to all of this stuff that's going on right now. And it's going to be a very short period of time when you start going to the grocery store, and there it is. And it may not be labeled. Some states are fighting to get it labeled. Other states are not. They're not able to. Missouri was one that was doing it. Kevin in Ohio, we got 1 minute. Go.
Yeah. I think it's a misnomer to say people are going to go out and hunt wild meat to eat, and it'll be different. I stopped pheasant hunting and a bunch of things because they're GMO raised. They eat the crops.
Ouch. Good point. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thank you so much. We are at the break. Man, this guy is awesome. I just love having you on. We'll have you back on again because obviously there's going to be something happening that you got the goods on. So we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much. We are at the break. We'll be back with Justin Porter from North American Herb and Spice giving away another one of those prepper packs. Stay with us.
Health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.